Okay, we're picking up the Gemara. We are on Kuf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, the 11th line, the first words of the Gemara. So we quoted the Mishnah again, just to remind ourselves. We quoted the Mishnah yesterday, which told about if you had two children to give the Milah to, one to do on Sunday and one to do on Shabbos, and then you did the one they were supposed to do on Sunday, you did it on Shabbos, everyone agrees on Michayev Achatas. However, the Shaila was, is what about if you had one on Friday and one on Shabbos, and you accidentally did the one who was supposed to be done on Friday, so you're still Mekayev in the midst of Milah, just a Milah Shalobis Mana. In that circumstance, we'd be chayav a korban chatas as well. So then we quoted Rabbi Eliezer says you would be, and we quoted Rabbi Yeshua that says you would be putter because you at the end of the day you were doing a mitzvah. So now the Gemara now says Rav Huna masni chayav. So Rav Huna says the lashon of that he's going to be chayav in the reisha of the Mishnah, which is the way that we have the Mishnah as well. So he's explaining that the Mishnah, that's the girsa that we have in the Mishnah as well. That Rav Huna's version of the Mishnah is exactly how we have it. Okay, that's good. Rav Yehuda masni putter. Rav Yehuda says that the opening state of the Mishnah is also going to have the lashon of putter. So he has a different understanding of the Mishnah fundamentally. According to his understanding, the Mishnah is telling us where there was a mix-up between a Friday and a Shabbos one, he's going to be putter since, at the end of the day, he did a mitzvah. The Mishnah is then going to have machlokas, Rabbi Lezer Bishua, about a case if you do the one on Sunday in that, because is there a tirda the mitzvah even when you mess up and you didn't do the mitzvah really at all, but since I was in the process of starting to do the milah, according to Yehuda, is much more expansive when you would be putter through the idea of that you're doing a mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, Rav Huna masni chayev desani. Rav Yehuda says that you're going to be chayav because he has arrived from the Braisa. The Braisa says, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, al misha ilu shnei tinokos. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua didn't disagree. If you have two children, echad lamu b'Shabbos ve'echad lamu echad Shabbos. You have one baby you have to do on Shabbos, one to do on Sunday. V'shachom alat shachav v'shachav v'shul chayav. Everyone agrees you'd be chayav echatas. That's the way our Mishnah lines up as well. That's our girsa. Amanechaku. What is the machlokas? Al misha ilu shnei tinokos. You have two infants. Echad lamu be'erev Shabbos ve'echad lamu b'Shabbos. So you have one to do on Friday, one to do on Shabbos. V'shachom al et shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you forgot and you did the mila on the one on supposed to be done on Friday, then on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Lezer would say that you're chayev chatas. Rabbi Yeshua, in the circumstance, would say pater. You're going to be pater because in that understanding, because that understanding, you still did a mitzvah. You did a milah shelo bezmana. Granted, that does not violate Shabbos. Normally, you'd be chayev karis, you'd be chayev for violating Shabbos. However, in a milah shelo bezmana. However, since here you were still involved with doing the mitzvah, you would still be you'd be pater in this example and not be chayev chatas. The Gemara says, "Shneim lalamdu elam avodas kachavim." Both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua learned out their opinions from avodas kachavim. When it comes to the Chatas, we know that the whole Torah learns out, Rashi points out, because we learn out Torah achas yelechem la'osei b'shkaga. With regards to violating Avodah Zarah, there's a pasuk that says it's going to be a law on someone who does something by accident. We learn all the chiyuvei chatos, general halachas of chatas, from someone who violates Avodah Zarah by accident. Rabbi Eliezer savar kavodas kachavim. Rabbi Eliezer says like kavodas kachavim, avodas kachavim, amrachmana lo sa'avid. The Torah tells you don't do it, v'chiyavim nechayiv, and you accidentally did it, you're going to be chayiv chatas. Hachanami lo shnosa, it makes no difference. At the end of the day, the Torah tells you not to violate Shabbos, and you did a milah shelo bezmana on Shabbos, so then you're still going to be chayiv chatas, you've done an iser deraisa. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, hasam, the la mitzvah, no, he learned it out from Avodah Zarah. You've done no mitzvah whatsoever when you've accidentally violated Avodah Zarah. Here, halacha mitzvah, at the end of the day over here, it's fundamentally different because you've done a mitzvah. And since you've done a mitzvah, then that would not be modeled after the Avodah Zarah, and you would not be chayav achatas. Okay, so that's what we see over here, that the element of mitzvah is going to pater you from being chayav achatas. The Gemara now continues, what about Rav Yehuda's understanding of the Mishnah? Rav Yehuda masnei pater, he learned the lashon of pater. This sounded because he has arrived from Rice as well. Amar Rabbi Meir said, Lo nechok Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, Misha yilo shnei tinokos, echa luma be'er Shabbos, echa luma Shabbos, echa luma Shabbos, echa luma Shabbos, pater. Everyone would agree that if I have a mila to be done on Friday, one to be done on Shabbos, two different babies, and I had the one on Friday and accidentally mixed up and I did his on Shabbos, so then according to that shita, everyone would agree on putter because at the end of the day I did a mitzvah. Since I did a mitzvah, even though it was mana, I'm going to be putter in that understanding. So what is the machlokas of Elazar B'Yeshua? I have two children, one to do on Sunday and one to do on Shabbos. And this understanding is much more expansive. When you'd be putter, Rabbi Yeshua would say you're even putter if you had to do it on Sunday and you forgot and you did it on Shabbos. You did an earlier Mila, and you weren't in the mitzvah of Mila whatsoever. Still, since I'm in the process of doing the mitzvah of Mila, even though it was supposed to be done tomorrow, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I would be putter. So Rabbi Yeshua explains why. And learn it out from there also. So the Gemara says, Ushneim lamdu elam avodas kachavim. So both of them only learned it out from the Avodah Zarah, for the model of Avodah Zarah we've mentioned before. Rabbi Lezer, Savar, Kavodas Kachavim, Avodas Kachavim, Marach, Manalos, Avod, Chavod, Mechayev, that we learn it out from Avodah Zarah, that the Torah tells you not to do it, and you accidentally done it, you're going to be Chayev Achatas. Hachadami Loshna, in this case example also, it's not going to matter. Rabbi Yeshua, however, Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold the distinction of the following. Hasamotorid mitzvah. Here's the different lesson, because obviously you didn't do the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah was supposed to be done on Sunday. You didn't do any mitzvah whatsoever. However, over here we're telling you that you didn't do the mitzvah. It's called Tirdav mitzvah. mitzvah. Hasam lo tard mitzvah, hacha tard mitzvah. Here, an example, they're mentioning over here, still occupied with doing a mitzvah, and since I'm occupied with doing a mitzvah, in that example over here, I'm going to be pater. Even though I didn't do them again, you didn't do the mitzvah is supposed to be done on Sunday, since I'm occupied with doing the mitzvah, and the root of the error is something that has to do with the mitzvah, according to Bishua, in this example, I'm still going to be pater, even though I didn't do the mitzvah whatsoever. Now we have a third sheet about the machlokas Rabbi Lezer Bishua. Tanir Rabbi Chia Omer, Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer, lo nechok Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, al misha yu l'shnei tinokos, echalum up Erev Shabbos, vechalum up Shabbos, v'shachal mal Erev Shabbos, v'shavah shu chayav. Everyone's going to agree that if I did the one on Friday, now this exact opposite we said before, that he said, I had one on Friday, one on Shabbos. Everyone's going to agree that I'm going to be chayav achatas if I done the one on Friday and did the one on Shabbos. Al medachal, so what is the machlokas Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? Al misha yu l'shnei tinokos, someone who had two children, two infants to do the mila on, echalum up Acher Shabbos, Echalim Shabbos, want to do it on Sunday, want to do it on Shabbos. V'shachal mal she'acher Shabbos b'Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer chayachatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So Rabbi Yeshua, so this is a very fascinating thing. This understanding says that if you have a Friday meal and a Shabbos meal, everyone agrees if you've done the Friday meal on Shabbos, even though it's a meal of shel bezmana, I'm going to be poter. I'm going to be chayav rather. I'm going to be chayav a korban. However, the machlokas is, what if I have a Sunday mila and a Shabbos mila? If I do the one that I'm supposed to be on Sunday and I did it on Shabbos accidentally, I would be Rabbi Yeshua would say I'm pater and Rabbi Lezer would say I'm chayev. To which the Gemara says the question is the logic of this understanding of the Breisa. Hashtag Rabbi Yeshua seifa de lo kavod mitzvah poter. Now, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yeshua says in the case where you had a Sunday bris and you did it accidentally on Shabbos, you didn't do the mitzvah mila whatsoever on Shabbos, right? It was a seventh day old baby. You haven't done the mitzvah mila whatsoever. So you have to do a tavos on bris again. You haven't done the mitzvah mila yet. Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be pater. So then reisha the kavod mitzvah mechayev. So wouldn't you say a kol shekin, that for sure is an example where I've done the mitzvah of mila. It was a mila shel bezmana that over here again, where I have the Friday, I was supposed to do the bris on Friday, I accidentally did it on Shabbos, so then I've done the mitzvah, so shouldn't say kol shekin for sure, Rabbi Yeshua, in that circumstance, it would say that you would be, in that example, shouldn't you say that kol shekin, the person, Rabbi Yeshua, would say that you would be putter in that example. So the Gemara says, Amrei devei Rabbi Yanei, so then Rabbi Yanei wanted to explain, Reisha kegon shekadim amal shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, del linitna Shabbos ledachos. No, there fundamentally is a difference. That when it comes to the Friday case, and I was supposed to do it on Shabbos, so I did the mila of the one of them on Friday, and then the one on Shabbos now, I was supposed to already have done that on Friday. So at that example, though, I've already done one of the milas left. So all I have left, Rashi points out, is there is no mitzvah whatsoever, because all I have is one bris mila to do. However, Seifa Nista Shabbos, in the case of the Seifa Shabbos, is going to be overridden, since you still have a baby that was supposed to be taken care of. You have a bris on Shabbos and a bris on Sunday. You were supposed to take care of one of the babies, so you still have someone who's supposed to be doing the mila. Since I have someone supposed to be doing the mila, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's going to make the chiluk. So then we justify Rabbi Yeshua says that you would be chayav in the example of the Friday bris, even though you were mekayim the mitzvah, because at the end of the day there was no mila supposed to be done on Shabbos at that point, once I've already done the mila on the one that was supposed to be on Shabbos on Friday. And in the example of the Sunday and the Shabbos bris, is that since I still have fundamental someone who's supposed to be done on Shabbos, then that still could be called that Shabbos has the right to be overrided. The Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana Reisha nami litna Shabbos lechatz gabei tenos yama." But wait a second, if that's your whole logic, then we know that certain, there are babies in the world who are supposed to be mechayev, who are going to be chayev the mitzvah of mila and mila bezmana on the eighth day. So then, according to them, the fact that they could do the mitzvah on one of them, that would still say that at the end of the day you would still be pater from doing the achatas, because there are still some people in the world who's going to be chayav to the bits of mila. The Gemara says, no, lahai gavra mila achayav. Now, it's not just a general principle that it's going to go on everyone in the world, whether everyone in the world is going to be chayav or pater, since you yourself, you have no one at that end of the day, you weren't confused about anyone, so it's a personal requirement, since we have no one, you have no baby that was supposed to be doing it on Shabbos at this point, since you've already taken care of the other one. So that example, therefore Rabbi Yeshua would say, the pater, so we've justified Rabbi Meir's understanding. And again, we had three different shitas of the machlokas, when a person would be chayav or not, as to whether it's going to fall out on Friday and Shabbos. Okay, fascinating brace. Now, we have another mission now. Katan nima l'shmod l'tisha l'asar l'achara shemasnar l'opachas l'tir. So it's possible that a child is going to have a bismillah on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, 11th, or 12th day. You can wait up until 12 days in a regular case. L'opachas l'tir, not more, not later. Meaning that the bits of mila is going to be obviously on the 8th day. And now the mission is going to tell you how do you have it up until 12. Ha'ketzad k'darka l'shmod, right? Normal circumstance, bismillah, mitzvah d'oraisa is going to be done on the 8th day. However, what about nola levin hashmashos nima l'tisha? However, if he's born during the period of twilight, he's going to be born. You're going to do the bila on the ninth day. Twilight, generally assume, let's just go with the sheet of the Gaonim for now, is that you have Shkia, the sunset, what we would call sunset, let's say it's at 7 o'clock. So you normally have Shloshervei Mil is going to be Tseis, so that, let's say 13 minutes is going to be Tseis. So then from 0 to 13 minutes is going to be a period of Bein HaShmashos. At that point is twilight. So now, the baby is born during that time. I don't know. Was it really part of, let's say this was Tuesday. So then do I assume that this was really Tuesday? Or do I assume it was really Wednesday? If it's Tuesday, the Bris Milah should be next Tuesday. If it was Wednesday, then the Bris Milah shouldn't be next Wednesday. So we wait till the ninth day. Why? Why do you want to do the mitzvah of Milah on the eighth day? Because it's better to perform the mitzvah Shalom Zman and still be by Mekhaim the mitzvah, the Ran points out, as opposed to if you do it on the, if potentially you've done it on the seventh day, you've done the mitzvah of Milah whatsoever, and you're required to have Tavos Damaris later. So therefore, obviously, the suffix should be waited, and you wait till the ninth. Okay, so now again, we're more machmer what has been as much as, because we don't really see three stars at the 13 minutes. That's a little shayla how early it's going to be, maybe a half hour, but that's a big shayla in the post game about nowadays. When, at what point do we assume from the Shkia, what point is going to be Vade Laila for Tzeis? That's a very big shayla, comes up a lot for any baby who's born at this time. Okay, either way, that's the example of twilight. Now, Yom Tov Lachar, so then we have Bin Ashmashel, sorry, so then we have No the Bin Ashmashel's Nimla Tisha. So then, however, Bin Ashmashel Sha'er Shabbos Nimla Sar. So let's say the same example, but let's say this was a Thursday night, Friday. Thursday, right? So it was Thursday night, and I wasn't sure if it was really supposed to be a Milah on, was it really part of the next day of Friday, or was it really on Shabbos? So then in that example, so then I can't do it, I have to wait till the next day, which would normally be Friday night, which is the next day was done. So it should be done on Shabbos. However, I can't do the Milah on Shabbos because maybe, it wasn't really part of the next day, so I can't wait till Shabbos, because that'd be a Milah Shalom Bismana now if I'm waiting till Shabbos. So therefore, I have to wait till after Shabbos. That's going to be number 10 over there. Now, what about Yom Tov Lachar Shabbos? Let's say in that example that we had before, in the example that we just quoted before, so then if that example is where the baby was born in that example, so then you can't do it on the 8th day, you can't do it on the 9th day, because you can't do a Milah Shalom Bismana on Shabbos, you can't do a Milah Shalom Bismana on Yom Tov either, so then you have to wait till the 11th day. Now, what about Shnei Yamim Shal Rosh Hashanah Shenima L'Shneimasar? So what about if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? So you can't do it on the Friday, right, because we're not sure if that was really the 8th day. So you have to wait till Shabbos, you can't, because it's a Milah Shalom Bismana. Then you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, but that's Yom Tov. What if it's Rosh Hashanah? We're discussing Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days, we know Rosh Hashanah, so then you have to wait till the 12th day. Why Dafka did the Mishnah use the Lashon of Rosh Hashanah? We have many on Yom Tov, Shein Shagalios is all over. Every single Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, everything is going to be 2 day Yom Tov. So the Rambam writes that Dafka, from the fact that the Mishnah only uses the Lashon of Rosh Hashanah, we're more machmir on the Lachas of Rosh Hashanah because we know the Mishnah Rura quotes because it's Yom HaRichta. So there's a svara to say that only by Rosh Hashanah should we assume that the Milah Shalom Bismana in this example would not override Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But every other Chag, according to the Rambam, the second day of Yom Tov would be overridden by a Milah Shalom Bismana. That's fascinating. The Shach seems to passing like this Rambam. However, the Rush says, no, this is Lav Dafka, where the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Mishnayos, we know Rabbi and Tanaim, we lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they were just, as I mentioned, when do we have the only example of Yom Tov Shini? That's why Israelis go crazy. If the 3-day Yom Tov and Thursday, Friday, the only possibility is Rosh Hashanah. If you have Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday, it happens, then they have a 3-day Yom Tov, they know what to do with themselves. Right? So that's the only example of a 3-day Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. So it would have Milah Shalom Bismana would not have arrived any Yom Tov. And that's how the Rambam, that's a Rosh Paskin, that's how Shulchan Aruch goes after him, that's how we Paskin, the Rosh puts it out, that we Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shach, and we do not allow Milah Shalom Bismana on Yom Tov. Now the mission just ends off with one halacha that katan, hachola in walanosad shiavid. If you're sick katan, you only would be allowed to do the Bris Milah until he becomes healthy, because bikoach nefesh, we would not allow you to do the Milah anytime before that. So Mara says, Amar Shmuel, chalatz tochama, if a baby has fever, it left him the fever, so nosin lo kol shiva lavro, so we give him all 7 days in order to recover. And we don't allow him until a full 7 days have passed. So Mara now wonders about the 7 days. Ibailu. Mibam and Islay, you have to wait a 24-hour period to the exact time that it got better. Let's say you know that it got better on 8 a.m. on Monday. Let's say 2 p.m. on Monday. So then when you're going to do the Bris Milah 7 days later, do you have to wait till 2 p.m. after that, for 7 full days, till the Sunday after that? Or maybe should we assume that you're allowed to do it on the day of? So the Gemara says Tashma, Tisani Lidah, so there's Tana Luda Tana Braisa, Yom of Rasa, Kim Evaldo, my love, Yom of Rasa, Lobin Laysis, Af Yom of Rasa, Lobin Laysis. So we get example, just like he's born, if the baby's born, doesn't matter when he's born, if he's born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, the bris is still going to be the full 8 days later. You don't have to wait till 2 o'clock in the afternoon that next Monday. You're allowed to do it already at 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. You don't have to wait Islay, you don't have to wait the time, the exact intervals of that. Agav, this comes up, let's say, by Bar Mitzvah. Do you have to wait? The baby was born the kid was born at 5 p.m. Do you have to wait till the kid turns 13 and 5 p.m.? That's a big shayla in the Achronim. Seems to be that we paskin that not that way. No, that he's ready from the night before. He's already going to be fully bar mitzvah because mikta zem kula. We already say that the whole day, and therefore we're ready. Let's say he wants to daven mar for the yom and things like that. That we were lechora the magen ramish bursting to paskin. You don't need the full invernus. But okay, but when it comes over here, we're wondering: do you have to wait for the full 24-hour period and wait till again, like say 3 p.m. till the baby's going to be better? So the Gemara says, That would depend. Over here, we want to compare it to Bris Mila, in which case you don't need to require it. The Gemara rejects the proof and says, "Lo, hasam adif yom revasim yevlado." There, the recovery is going to be better, more chamor than the fact that it is birth. Why deal yom yevlado lo bina meleses? When it comes to the fact that when you have the baby's born, you don't require you don't have to wait 24-hour periods. Ve'ilo yom revasim bina meleses. No, but as opposed to the way the day is recovering, you would require this be'es leis because it's more chamor because of pikuach nefesh. So therefore, you should be machmir, and the Gemara doesn't answer to this. So the Rash points out that since we don't know, and we say safek pikuach nefesh lechumra, so then you do have to wait me'es le'es. Apparently, that's the halacha that you would have to wait if the baby got better at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. You would have a full 7 days till 2 p.m. the next time, 7 days later, to do the bris mila. Now the Mishnah continues. Elo entzitz machmir samila. So then, remember, we had these shreds, the area of the foreskin that has to be taken care of. Again, not exactly sure the full matzias of this, but it's strips with the foreskin you have to take off during the mila. So then, these are the ones that are going to be ma'akiv. If you don't do it, you've not done the brila properly. Basar chofes rov atara, the flesh that's going to cover the part of the front of the mila area. Ve'ino ocha b'truma, so someone doesn't do this, he's not allowed to eat truma. So says Rav Yashiv, why does Mishnah have to tell you this? That's pashut. If you've done the tzitzin, that's not makiv. You haven't done the bris mila. He's an arel. The guy's an arel. I know the lach of an arel is a person who's not allowed to do the bris mila. So Rav Yashiv, maybe the Mishnah is talking about even truma derabanan. That's the chiddush over here. Okay, interesting. Hara from Rav Yashiv. Ve'ino babasar, if the guy was very fat, mitzaknu bnei maras ha'ayin, he should dafka. Go ahead and remove the more of the flesh, more of the foreskin that's done, because apparently it looks like you haven't removed all the foreskin that's tzitzit makfin, and therefore you should be machmer to take out more than that. Okay. Now the Mishnah continues. Mavalo para samila kilu mal. If someone did the bris mila, but he doesn't uncover the area of the circumcision, the area is supposed to be by the bris mila, then it's as if you didn't do the bris mila, and you again, as we pointed out, the priya, let's say for the to do the bris, is allowed to be done on Shabbos. You're supposed to be doing the Shabbos. That's ikar part of the bris mila, so you have to do that as well. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Avinu, Amar Avinu. If you have the flesh of the foreskin that's covering the larger part of the height or the front of the area of the bris mila, that's the area that you have to take care of. That's the term of the area that we're discussing before, that the lashon of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah had said, the lashon of basar chofes rov atara, that's what the Gemara is calling to qualify. The Mishnah continues, v'imaya bal basar, the person was had a lot of skin on that area. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel katan mesuber b'basar, if you have a baby who has a thick area of flesh, roed oso kol zman shemikashiv nir mahal, so when he's standing up straight, you look at that area and you see as if he's going to have a bris mila or not. Meaning, Rashi points out that the skin is outward. Is it going to be seen or not? Eino tzarech lamo. So if the skin is not seen, then you don't have to do the bris mila again. V'im lav tzarech lamo. But then, if you don't see that, then you don't have to do the bris mila again. And the Rishon pointed out, obviously this will only be b'derabanan. Mid'araisa, you've done. But here it's only a marasayin issue. That's only d'derabanan. But the Gemara says a similar lashon in the brisa. But masnisa tana, we learn in the brisa. Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer katan a mesubah b'basar. If you have a baby who has the thick skin of fresh rona, so we look at him. If when you see it and he's standing up, it looks like he is. It does not look like he is. Has the bris mila tzarech lemula? Someone has to do the bris mila again. V'im lav ein tzarech lemula. But if not, you would not need to do the bris mila for him again. So, is there any difference between the lashon of Shmuel and the brisa? Gemara says, yes, there is. My benayu, ikibenayu nira ve'inu nira. That if there's a difference, if it looks like he can see it in some extent, but not look like another extent. According to the brisa, we're assuming right now that the child would have to do another one. However, according to Shmuel, the Braisa was saying that it doesn't appear like you've done the bris mila, so this would be implying that the child would require it again, as opposed to in every other case, including where it looks a little bit, there would be not be a chiv according to the Braisa, whereas Shmuel would say lechora, where it doesn't look in every circumstance, lechora Shmuel would be machmir against the Braisa. The Gemara says now, quoting the Mishnah, malvelo para, someone did the bris mila but didn't uncover the air of the bris mila, that's kilo para, tanur abana. Now we quoted the Braisa. Hamalamer, what are the brachas? What do you do? This is a very famous idea. We say this every day in the bris mila. So the person who's doing the bris mila, he says the bracha shekicham sevetzvanu al hamila. The bracha general mitzvah, right? This is generally a mitzvah of a berachas mitzvah. So generally, berachas done over the siyasan. So it's actually quite interesting. That's quite the minhag is that the moel actually starts doing it, starting to cutting the foreskin, and then says the bracha. That is the mitzvah for the moel. However, avia ben omer shekicham sevetzvanu lachnisa brivus of avinu. Another bracha for the avia ben. And all the rishonim are bothered by over here is that what is the nature of this second and second mitzvah? There's a general klal. You never make two berachas mitzvah on one mitzvah. So why over here is the father saying a bracha? What exactly is the nature of him saying the bracha? And generally also have a concept that he already done the mila, we should do every mitzvah done over la siyasad. So one answer given is very pashut, is that this is a berachas hashavach. The Rashi answers that this is a berachas hashavach. The father saying a berachas hashavach. A berachas hashavach was always done after the ability to do it, like the bris of Avram Avinu. We're saying dafka this brachas hashavach. That's a very interesting pshat. Another answer Tosfos give is that a person who says the bracha is also doing the mitzvah. The moa is doing a mitzvah, and also the person doing it is the father saying the bracha. He's allowed to say the brachas also. Another answer is that the priya, which is not been done yet, so then that's also considered over lesiyasan, and therefore you'd be allowed to, the father would be allowed to say the bracha. That wouldn't really answer why it's two mitzvahs, but idea at least, that would at least answer the idea of being over lesiyasan. So now the Gemara says, so you say this bracha. Now so then also, by the way, why do we say dafka b'tzera avinu? Because he was the one who misakin, the first one, right, to do the bris milah. He was the first one to do it, so we give credence to Avram Avinu. Ha'omdim omrim, those who are standing there, the Mordechai points out, this is the raya that a person should stand. This is an idea. There's a famous Bartzinura at the end of Bikurim. The Mishnayos talk about it. They used to stand for those who did the Bikurim. And the Bartzinura writes, Mikan, this is the minug that we stand when we do the bris milah, and why we, when we're taking out the dead body to do the, to do a levaya. You stand by those because chaviva mitzvah shaita, he brings, that's a raya from the same idea about doing Bikurim. Fascinating thing that could be a teretz to why we stand. It seems like seemingly a new minhag to stand for the chassan and the kala walking down the aisle. So some might say that's chukas agoyim, but it's efshar to be metaretz. Maybe at least to give a sniff to the chub. This minhag is from this idea that we stand with chavim mitzvah shaita by doing bris milah. We stand by the chassan and kala are about to start doing the marriage process. Either way, the mishnah continues. The brisa continues. Shem nechos bris ken nechonos torah chupa ma'isim tovim. Famous idea that those who are standing, they said just like he's coming to the bris milah over here, so too you should be able to bring him to study Torah, learn Torah, to get married, and also to do Maisim Tovim. Rav Yashav asked the Kasha, I get it. Torah is the first thing that you teach a child. However, Maisim Tovim, the Chorah, should come up before you marry him. Definitely, so then you could say, Derech Musar, that the person doesn't really know how to control his midos until he's fully married. That's the number one test of a person's midos. That's a nice way. That's not Rav Yashav Kedah Teretz. Rav Yashav says, no. The Chorah, Maisim Tovim, is subsumed under the category of Torah. Maisim Tovim, quotes by the Gemara Kedushin, is referring to preparing him to do work. To Maisim Tovim is referring to have him to do a parnasa. So that Maisim Tovim, you should do it in honesty. And that's something I have to teach him, and only after he gets married, lechora, is the person going to be starting to have to take care of working. But Mavarach Omer, someone who says, the one who's standing there, we give a new bracha over here, that says the bracha of Asher Kiddush Yid Beten, the person who has sanctified the child one from the womb, who was the sanctified one? That's Machlokas between Rashi. Does Rashi says it's referring to Yitzchak? However, Tosas referring to, this is actually a reference to Avram Avinu, who's called the Yadid. So the Gemara says, Chok B'Sher Osam, so he decreed this in his flesh, so we every other mitzvah you can undo. You can't do a milah, you can't undo a milah, but Tisav Chasam B'Ospri Kodesh, and he sealed off the offspring of Chai Yisrael with this holy bris, Alkem B'Skarzeh, because of this, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that you are a rock, or you're you should save them from their flesh and from destruction. Because for the sake of the bris that you had done in our flesh, Baruch Ata Hashem Koreis Habris. Thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that you have done this. Bless our Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that you created this bris mila. So Gemara says, Hamalas Hagerim, someone who does the bris mila for a convert, what brachas does he say? Bracha Ata Hashem Lakinu Malcholam Asher Kedushim Sevasavanu Ala Mila. That's the first bracha. Varach says, that's a reference, the Yavis will be referring to the beast in. They'll say the bracha of Asher Kedushim Sevasavanu Lamolas Hagerim, to be mal the gerim. That's what Sivana. What bracha of Sivana? It's a shayla over there. What bracha and based in to do this? But how about just, yeah, they have to do they have to do the conversion process, so they make this bracha. Ulahatif menu dambris, and also the end to the bracha though. Ulahatif menu dambris. Sorry, I should have read that in one line, that the bracha, I should include the Hatid Dambris, because that's Ma'akev, right? We know even an Arab who was converting, we saw before, has to do the Tavos Dambris, so this is Ma'akev, so therefore we add this into the Nusach HaBracha. Shil Malay Dambris, Lo Nes, Kaim Moshe Mavaretz, Shinemar, Im Lo Bris, Yom Malay, Lachuk Shemayim Varetz, Lo Samti, because if it had been this Dambris, then the world would not have been, continue to be able to not be able to continue, because the Pasuk says that if not for my Bris, I have created Shemayim Varetz. Baruch Ata Hashem, Koreis HaBris, Baruch Ata Hashem, who had created the Bris. The thing Gosh Baruch Hu creating the Bris over here, okay, that's the Lashon HaBracha we say for a Ger. The Gemara continues, Hamalas Avadim, someone who is going to be Mal and Eved. We know there's a chiyuv for an Eved Knani to have the mitzvah of Mila. We've seen it as Pesukim in the Torah. Sheket Jam Tzavanu Ala Mila. That's a regular bracha that the Mol say Vamevarech. So the one who's standing, Mevarech Omer, Sheket Jam Tzavanu Lamalas Avadim Lahatif Menu Dambris. Like we had before, also adding in the top mitzvahs, because if they are Eved Bris Mila, they also would require Tavas Dambris. Shel Malay Dambris, Chukas Shemayim Varetz Lo Iskayim, because if not bringing Dambris, the whole world wouldn't be able to continue. Shenemar Im Lo Bris Yisimar Vlayla Chukas Shemayim Varetz Lo Samti. As recorded the same pasuk before, Hashem would have destroyed the earth if not been for this bris. Thank you, Akash Baruch Hu, for creating this bris. With that, we finish Hadalach Rabbi Lezer Demila, Hadjanalach Rabbi Lezer Demila, Hadjanalach Rabbi Lezer Demila. Now we're continuing. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tolan Mishmeres B'Yomtov. You're allowed to hold up a strainer on Yomtov, but you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. What's the reason for the Chiluk? Basically, Not only that's going to be making Oval Arai, right? Oval Arai is normally Aser on both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Elazar is going to say it's Mutter because we're going to see that using to strain wine is part of the Achilas Nefesh, Ochal Nefesh, rather. So doing Achila is Mutter, so preparing, this is part of the Melachas that you'd be allowed to do for the purpose of Yom Tov. V'nosin letluya b'Shabbos, and according to him, you're also allowed to purport into this strainer that was already in the air on Shabbos, and obviously you'd be allowed to do this on Yom Tov, and there wouldn't be an issue of Borer. The title is, why wouldn't there be an issue of Borer of sorting on Shabbos? You're sorting over here. So Rashi explains that at the end of the day, this is lo kederech. It's not the derech. The shaila, what that exactly means. What do you mean it's lo kederech? Why is there nothing in the bad from the good? Okay, that's the Rashi explains the Rebbe Eliezer. But Chachamim disagree with this. They say, ain't tolling to mishbaris be yom tiv. You are not allowed to use a strainer on yom tiv, and certainly not, obviously, on Shabbos. But ain't nosin letzliya be Shabbos. You're not even allowed to hold it up on Shabbos. Alva, the only thing that they would be making on nosin letzliya be yom tiv, you're allowed to purport, if you already have the strainer on Erev, you're allowed to be pouring it on Shabbos, because, on yom tiv rather, because that would not be an issue of creating an OL. We're going to see, not creating an OL. And also at this point, it would be Machshir Ochel Nefesh, that would be preparing the food. That's why it would be to do Ochel Nefesh would be allowed. So now the Gemara understands that Rabbi Eliezer says that this is Mutter, but the Gemara asks a question though. Now we learned earlier, Rabbi Eliezer is machmer on creating an oval arai, creating a temporary, literally a tent, right? But the halacha is about creating something that's on the hold of bona. So he says that even creating that on the yontif is midrabanan is going to generally be aser. So then how could he tell you over here to actually create it, to do it, create it? Obviously, it should be chodesh against be aser. Where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer said that it's aser before you? Then we're asked, where do we see Rabbi Eliezer says that creating the oval arai to add to the oval arai is aser? Because we learned this about 20 up, I think the kufchaf or some of there in the kufchafs. We learned in the mission over there, pakakakalon, that if you have this window shutter, Rebbe Lezer says, "Bismanche kasher v'taloi." When it is attached, when it is held up in the air and not in place, poking it, but you're allowed to close the windows down on Shabbos. However, v'imlav, if it's not that case, ain't poking, but you're not allowed to close the skylight with it on Shabbos. It's aser midrabanan because even though you'd only be adding to the oval ride, that's going to be aser. So Chachamim and Binkach Binkach poking, but Chachamim say that in both cases you're allowed to be makel. The Gemara says, so we see over here that he is machmir. Remember, Chachamim Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Modim Sheinos Noor Rabbi Chavi Yantav. Explaining that machlokas, we saw that both Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim are machmir. You're not allowed to create this new situation of a oval ride on Yom Tov. The interact with Shabbos, obviously the Shabbos would be Aser. If the question is adding to this structure, are you allowed to add to this structure over here when you already have an existing structure? Would it be Mutter or not? Shabbos Lezer in Moshe Yom Tov. Rav Lezer says you're not allowed to. And the interact with Shabbos, obviously Shabbos would be Aser. Chachamim Masifin b'Shabbos interact with Yom Tov. Chachamim would say that you would be allowed to make an temporary addition on. We allowed to do crippled addition on Shabbos, and in talking about the end, obviously I'm not doing that also. This Mishnah clearly is telling us, Rabbi Lezer says it's Usher to add to all arai. Then our Mishnah over here is telling you that he's not even allowed to add to all arai, he's allowed to create an all arai. So Kol Shekhan should be Usher. So the Gemara wants to answer, Rabbi Lezer several Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to preparing foods. What is that? The sign of the Brisa tells us, in Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos except for preparing food on Shabbos and Yom Tov. As opposed to Yom Tov, you can because of Ochel Nefesh. The pasuk tells you, Achlochel Nefesh Hulavadi Asalachem. As opposed to Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Afmi Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Mutter. Even the preparing, the original stages of preparing food. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that a malacha, which is original stages of it's two steps removed. First put the strainer and then grab the food. Even doing that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be machmish. Rabbi Lezer is holding like that as well, following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Imar deshamina leder Rabbi Yehuda. When does Rabbi Yehuda really say this halacha? B'machshir and shiav shalasus and b'erev shamtim. That's only with the original stages of machshir, never the original stages of doing this ochel, of creating the strainer, when it couldn't have been done before yamtim. However, machshir and shiav shalasus and b'erev yamtim, mishamila. Would Rabbi Yehuda would make the strainer just as good if you did it and prepared an erev yantiv? So why are you allowed to do it on yantiv? On yantiv you wouldn't allow you to do it. Just like with halacha of actually the food itself, that if a challah is just as good an erev yantiv as on yantiv itself, you'd not be allowed to bake. So that he says that, but machshir al chenev also the first stage, the preparational stages of doing that, also would not be allowed to set up the system unless it was worse, fundamentally worse, to do it on yerev yantiv, which in this case apparently it's not. So then, how do we know that Rabbi Lezer? Why would he allow you to prepare it on Yantav as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to prepare on Yantav? The Gemara answers to Rabbi Lezer, Adif and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Lezer is even further, he's more permissive than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer is even more makil. He says that even preparing the Machshirin, that which could have been done before Yantav, is allowed to do on Yantav itself. And this is only a specific vort in allowing Machshir Chonefesh, but normally you're right, he would hold that it's usher to prepare an Oal Arai on Shabbos. Okay, Mirza Hashem will pick up a Chacham Omerim tomorrow.